This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the confidence-competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster. The cycle that separates leaders who find their voice from those who never do. In short, the confidence-competence loop is the engine behind every strong leadership voice. Leaders who find their voice faster are not more naturally gifted. They understand that confidence is the result of deliberate practice, not its prerequisite. Every conversation attempted, even an imperfect one, builds the competence that produces the next level of confidence. Strategic preparation is not a crutch. It is the direct mechanism that breaks the stall and starts the loop. Leaders who recover well from mistakes accelerate the loop faster than leaders who rarely make them. Definition: the confidence-competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where deliberate practice builds competence, small successes generate confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. In leadership communication, it explains why some leaders develop a clear, trusted voice far faster than peers of equal intelligence and experience. Some leaders seem to find their voice early. They walk into a difficult room, speak with clarity, and hold the attention of people who have far more experience. Other leaders, equally capable on paper, spend years hedging, qualifying, and pulling back from the moments that matter most. The gap between them really comes down to intelligence or rank. It comes down to something far more specific: whether they understand how the confidence-competence loop actually works in the context of leadership voice. Most people treat confidence as a feeling you either have or do not have before a hard conversation. That misunderstanding is the root of most stalled leadership development I have seen across 6 decades of watching people communicate at every level of working life. The leaders who grow fastest are not the ones who feel the most ready. They are the ones who act before they feel ready, and who understand precisely why that order matters. By the end of this article, you will understand the mechanism underneath the loop, why it produces such dramatically different results between leaders, and what you can do with that understanding today. Why most leaders misread their own confidence problem. Here is the pattern I have seen more times than I can count. A capable leader is passed over for a key presentation. A manager stays quiet in a room where they had something important to say. A team lead apologizes for a perfectly sound idea before they have even finished stating it. When you ask these people why, the answer is almost always some version of, "I did not feel confident enough." The assumption underneath that answer is that confidence is a feeling that arrives before the action. You wait to feel ready, then you speak. The truth is that it works in precisely the opposite direction. As I write and say it right every time, we believe that confidence is a prerequisite for action, when in fact, it is the result of it. We think we need to feel brave to do the brave thing, but the truth is that doing the brave thing is what makes us feel brave. This is the confidence paradox, and it sits at the heart of why leadership voice develops so unevenly across people who start from the same point. The leaders who wait for the feeling never enter the loop. The leaders who act without it enter immediately, and the loop does the rest. The core mechanism: how the loop actually drives leadership voice. The confidence-competence loop, as I outline in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, is not a metaphor. It is a concrete sequence with a visible cause and effect at every stage a leader takes on a conversation that stretches them. The first time, it is messy. The words are not perfect, the pauses are longer than they would like, and there is a version of the conversation in their head that was considerably smoother. But they did it. That act of doing builds a thin layer of competence, a slight familiarity with that type of communication moment. The layer is thin, but it is real. The next time a similar moment arrives, 2 things are true. First, the leader is fractionally more skilled because they have been there before. Second, and more importantly, they have evidence that they can survive the moment. That evidence produces a small but genuine increase in confidence. More confidence means they are slightly more willing to lean into the next moment rather than retreat from it. More willingness means more practice. More practice means more competence. The loop turns. What separates leaders who develop a strong voice fast from those who stall is not talent. It is the speed at which they enter the loop and the consistency with which they keep it turning. Every conversation avoided resets the loop. Every conversation attempted, however imperfectly, advances it. The role of nonverbal confidence in accelerating the loop. There is a physical dimension to this that many leaders overlook entirely. Your body is not just displaying your confidence, it is actively creating it. Technique is the what of leadership communication. Confidence is the how. You can have a perfectly constructed message, the right words in the right order, and still lose the room if your posture is collapsed, your eye contact is evasive, and your voice fades at the end of every sentence. As I note in Say It Right Every Time, technique is the what, but confidence is the how. You can have the best what in the world, but if the how is weak, the entire message will fail. Before a high-stakes conversation, a leader who understands the loop will use what I call power posture, standing or sitting tall, shoulders open, breathing deliberately. This is not performance. It is physiology. The body sends signals to the brain, and those signals change the quality of what comes next. The Strong Method, which I describe in Chapter 3 as a 6-step pre-conversation ritual, builds this physical preparation into the process. State your intention, take a breath, respect all perspectives, offer specific examples, navigate to solutions, gain commitment to action. Each step does something concrete. It reduces anticipatory anxiety, it clarifies purpose, and it gives the leader a structure to stand behind rather than an empty feeling to project through. Strategic preparation of this kind is not a crutch for weak leaders. It is the direct source of the confidence that strong leaders project. Confidence is not a magical feeling that descends upon you, I write in the chapter. It is the direct result of strategic preparation. What the loop looks like when it breaks down. Picture a manager, 10 years into her career, technically excellent, respected for her analysis. She knows more than most people in the room. But every time a senior leader asks for her view in a meeting, she qualifies. I might be wrong, but this is just one perspective others probably know better than I do. She is not doing this from modesty. She is doing it because she has spent years waiting to feel certain before she speaks with authority. The loop never fully engaged. Each retreat reinforced the belief that she was not ready. Each qualification signaled to the room that her ideas needed to be taken lightly. The room obliged. This is how leadership voice atrophies while the person is still working hard. The competence is real. The loop stalled because confidence was always treated as a prerequisite rather than a product. Now picture a different leader, 3 years her junior, less technically deep, but he says what he thinks. He is occasionally wrong. When he is wrong, he says so cleanly and moves forward. The room trusts him not because he is always right, but because he is always clear. His loop has been turning for 3 years. Hers has been stalled for 10. The difference is not fairness. It is mechanism. Why conversation anxiety is a signal worth respecting. There is a moment before a hard leadership conversation when anxiety arrives. Most leaders treat this as a stop sign. The anxiety feels like a warning. You are not ready. Do not go in. In my experience, and in the framework I lay out in Chapter 3, this is a misreading of the signal. Conversation anxiety is the body preparing for something that matters. It is energy, not evidence of inadequacy. The amygdala responds to a social threat with the same urgency it gives a physical one. That response is not a judgment on your capability. It is arousal, and arousal can be redirected. The conversation premortem, a tool I describe and Say It Right Every Time, is one practical way to redirect it. Before a difficult conversation, you identify the 2 or 3 worst things that could go wrong. You assess honestly how likely each is. Then you create a plan for handling each one if it occurs. This drains the anxiety of its power because the anxiety is no longer pointing at an unknown. It is pointing at a plan. When you walk into hard conversation with a plan for the worst case, your posture changes. Your voice steadies. You are not performing calm. You are operating from preparation. That is a different state entirely, and it is one the room can feel. This connects directly to how leaders handle workplace tension. The ones who prepare for the hard moments carry themselves differently when those moments arrive. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How mistake recovery accelerates the loop faster than getting it right. This is the insight most people miss entirely, and it took me years to see it clearly. Leaders who recover from mistakes well accelerate the confidence competence loop faster than leaders who rarely make mistakes. This sounds counterintuitive, but think through the mechanism. If you never make mistakes, you're probably not attempting enough hard conversations. The loop turns slowly because the inputs are safe and familiar. Competence grows at a crawl, and the confidence that follows is fragile. Dependent on continued perfection, a leader who attempts more, makes mistakes openly, and recovers with clarity is building something different. The recovery itself is a communication act, and a powerful one. The three-step mistake recovery process I outline in Chapter 3 is acknowledge, correct, move on. It looks like this in practice. You know what? That did not come out right. What I mean is this. Thank you for your patience. Three movements. No collapse. No excessive apology. No defensive explanation. The leader demonstrates in real time that they are not afraid of their own imperfection. As I write in the book, your ability to recover from a mistake with confidence is often more impressive than not making a mistake at all. The room responds to that kind of recovery with something stronger than respect for polish. It responds with trust. And trust is what leadership voice is ultimately built on. You can read more about how feedback quality connects to this dynamic in What the Confidence Competence Loop Reveals About Why Some People Give Better Feedback. The practical implications for how you build your voice now. Understanding the loop is not enough. The loop only turns when you turn it. Here is what the analysis means in practice. Start with one conversation you've been avoiding, not the hardest one you can imagine. One that is slightly beyond your current comfort. Prepare for it using the strong framework. Run the premortem, then have the conversation. It does not need to go perfectly. It needs to happen. Replace self-qualification with direct statements. Every time you open a remark with "I might be wrong," but you are signalling to the room that your contribution is provisional. Drop the qualifier. State the thought. This is a small change, but small changes are exactly how the loop begins. Effective communication in meetings depends on this kind of directness, as explored in The Role of Communication in Meeting Success. Treat preparation as the generator of confidence, not its waiting room. Before every significant leadership conversation, define your intention, your core message, and the outcome you are seeking. Use a clarity checklist. What do I want the other person to understand? What do I want to happen next? What is the one thing I must not leave unsaid? That preparation is not anxiety management. It is the act that produces the confidence the conversation requires. Build trust through consistency, not performance. Leadership voice is not a single impressive moment. It is the accumulation of moments in which you said what you meant, followed through on what you said, and remained clear when clarity was difficult. Building trust without physical presence requires the same consistency, applied across distance. The loop turns whether the conversation is in a boardroom or a video call. Use small wins intentionally. After each conversation that goes reasonably well, note it. Not obsessively, but consciously. You need evidence that the loop is working, because the evidence is what fuels the next attempt. The most confident leaders I know are not the ones who have never known self-doubt. They are the ones who have accumulated enough evidence of their own competence to act in spite of it. The same logic applies when you're building a team's communication culture. Making team synergy conversations less terrifying relies on helping every member of your team understand the same loop you're now working within. The leaders who find their voice earliest know this one thing. Across 60 years of watching people speak under pressure, I have noticed one consistent pattern among leaders who develop a strong voice early. They understand, usually through trial rather than theory, that the feeling of redness is always a step behind the act of speaking. They do not wait for it. They prepare with real intent. They speak before they feel certain. They recover from fumbles without retreat, and they return to the next conversation with slightly more ground beneath their feet. The loop turns. The voice builds. The room begins to listen differently. Effective feedback depends on exactly this kind of leadership voice: clear, direct, and grounded in genuine conviction rather than performed authority. So does the work of understanding and addressing workplace tension before it hardens into something unmanageable. The confidence competence loop is not a shortcut. It is a mechanism, and like any mechanism, it only works when you engage it. Stop waiting to feel ready. Prepare well, then act. The redness will follow, and your leadership voice will follow with it. Frequently asked questions. What is the confidence competence loop? The confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where deliberate practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. In leadership voice, it explains why some leaders develop authority and clarity faster than others who wait to feel ready first. How does the confidence competence loop affect leadership voice? The loop determines how quickly a leader develops a clear, trusted voice. Leaders who enter the loop early, by practicing high-stakes conversations before they feel fully ready, build competence faster. Each small success adds confidence, which makes the next conversation less daunting and more effective. Why do some leaders develop a stronger voice faster than others? Leaders who develop a stronger voice faster understand that confidence follows action, not the other way around. They prepare deliberately, speak before they feel certain, and recover from mistakes without retreat. This keeps them inside the confidence-competence loop rather than waiting on its outside. What is the confidence paradox in leadership communication? The confidence paradox is the mistaken belief that you need to feel confident before you can speak with authority. In practice, the act of speaking, even imperfectly, is what generates the confidence that follows. Leaders who understand this stop waiting and start building. How can a leader use strategic preparation to build vocal confidence? Strategic preparation means defining your intention, your core message, and your desired outcome before a difficult conversation. The Strom method from Say It Right Every Time provides a six-step pre-conversation ritual that gives leaders a concrete anchor, reducing anxiety and building the readiness that real confidence requires. Can leadership voice be developed, or is it a natural talent? Leadership voice is built, not inherited. It develops through repeated exposure to high-stakes communication, honest self-assessment after each conversation, and disciplined preparation. The confidence-competence loop is the mechanism. Consistent practice across months and years is what drives it forward. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.